Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to an Eagles loss yesterday, 33-16, but didn't even feel that close because they were down bigger. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday down in Tampa, and we've had too many of these games down in Tampa that look similar to yesterday. Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Morning. I thought you had me on to talk about the Phillies today.
You know what? I'd rather talk about that because I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
Merrill.
That was a rough one yesterday.
I'm excited for them too, but I do feel disappointed in the way the Eagles performed yesterday. It was bad from the get-go. It's just awful. One of the worst games they've played in years. However, before we all start jumping off bridges, they are 2-2, and there are still 15 regular season games to go. And all I can say is, thank goodness this is the bye week.
Yes, well, Merrill, you know, sometimes you look at the schedule before the season and you say, you know, that's kind of an early bye. At least that's what I said, right? Because you kind of would rather more in the middle of the season. But to your point, Merrill, they could use it right now because they need to get their star players, specifically their two wide receivers, back on the field after the break to have a chance here to right this ship. And I think that the schedule gives them a chance to do it. But, Merrill, I agree with you. The bye is coming at the right time for them.
Yeah, it does. And I felt as you felt that November or close to December would be good because that's when a team needs a rest and needs to get guys back. But for this team, without A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson, I mean, they really need to get these guys back.
They do. Merrill, yesterday got off to a bad start, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I'm curious your thoughts on how they used Saquon yesterday. And, you know, you look at the box score, you watch the game in the beginning, you're like, get him the ball, right? He's the one guy that's capable right now on the offense of breaking it. I also empathize, at least in this part, with Nick Sirianni. They didn't have the ball much early in the game to get it to him. Did you think they got the ball to Saquon enough yesterday, or did you think it was understandable based on how the game went?
Well, I do think that is a definite factor. And I thought early in the game when they gave the ball to Saquon, they were stacking him up pretty well. They were playing Saquon. And they had to go in other directions. It's just a shame that they haven't been able to get the other wide receivers like Jahan Dotson in the game and involved downfield, not just the little check down passes. But it did not go well, and it was frustrating to see it down 24-0 and having, what were they, almost 250 yards of offense to nothing at one point. Now, I will say this. They did fight back. They had a good drive before the half. They had a chance. They got within 24-14. They had a chance to come back into this game, and then the turnover killed them. And then once again, Tampa Bay was marching down. And I said, kiddingly, of course, at the beginning of the game, that I think that what happened was Baker Mayfield went. That Tom Brady came down before the game, took Baker Mayfield's number six and sent Mayfield back up to the broadcast booth because he really did put together a Brady-like performance.
Yeah, that was a pretty good run by Baker. But speaking of Baker, I want to talk about that defense, Mary. How much do you think the weather or the heat played a factor into the way that the defense played?
Well, I think it plays a factor, but both teams are on the field. Both teams are weathering the same weather. It was hot. It was humid. They lost guys with cramps. It was a tough situation, but that happens. You go through that during the preseason, and you go down when you play in Florida in September or October. That's something that can happen. You have to be prepared for it, and it's not a valid excuse, Hugh. There was no pass rush, but then again, the way that Mayfield was operating that offense, he barely touched the ball and let it go. It was such a quick strike offense, a lot of short passes, that the defense never had a chance to come up with a prolific pass rush. But the thing that also bothered me, I think they were fundamentally unsound. I thought the tackling was poor. At one time, they knocked over a guy holding the stick on the sideline, and I said that was the first time they've hit anybody all day. But the tackling was not good. It's not.
Well, it wasn't, Merrill. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And you mentioned it. So 18 missed tackles yesterday, Merrill. I don't know how they fixed this. I know a lot of people say, well, they don't hit in training camp anymore. They don't do many preseason games and reps. So this is kind of the reality of the first month of the season. And maybe that's true, Merrill. But if that's the case, I need to see them tackle better when they come out of the bye, because it's not early anymore. But once we see them again, it's going to be week six. They need to fix this.
But you know what gives me hope is that the whole league is doing this. Everybody's up and down. I mean, there are a couple teams like Minnesota that are shocking people, and I think Washington is way better than we thought they would be going into the season. But every week, somebody is knocked off. But Minnesota, who thought they would be that good? And Pittsburgh finally lost yesterday. And Baltimore started 0-2, and now they look like they've righted their ship. And Buffalo was tremendous last week and terrible yesterday.
It's an up-and-down league. It really is week to week.
It's an up-and-down league. And you know what? 10-7 may win the division.
I agree. I think 10 wins gets it done. Hopefully they can get there. They're going to have a big one coming out of the bye with Cleveland. Merrill, appreciate you hopping on and giving us some positivity on a day we certainly could use some. Thank you, Merrill.
Appreciate you.
Okay, see you guys.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, who joins us every Monday. Before we go back to yelling and screaming about stuff that is frustrating, but ultimately it's just a game, we want to wish condolences. We found out just a little while ago that Dikembe Mutombo, the former Sixer and great center in the NBA with the Nuggets and the Hawks, he passed away. He was at the age of 58. I know you got to know, or you at least met Dikembe before.
Yeah, I met him a few times because him and my son Hugh and Ryan went to school together for a little while, man, and they were friends. And I got a chance to meet him. He was a good dude, man. Really good dude.
Everyone says that. I was a big fan when I was a kid. He was a fun player and a great defensive center. So rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo, who was part of the Sixers for a little bit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
What's going on?
Derek, you know, the team stinks right now. You know what's going on. What do you feel?
Listen. All I'm going to say is, man, it's supposed to be Philly, man. Like, they don't look good right now. But we went down there without, like, our top three players weren't with us. Lane Johnson, Devontae, AJ. Like, they look bad right now, but we got a lot of games left, man. I wouldn't fire Sirianni right now after a 2-2 start. We can easily be 3-1 easy. You know what I mean?
You're right, and I can't argue they could be 3-1 if not for a play here, a play there. If the Saints defenders don't run into each other last week, though, they're 1-3. Like, that's how.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
Well, listen, the thing with Jalen Hurts, right? I hear everybody calling in and say he's a $250 million man. That's just what the market is, right? You look around the league, bro, there is so many mediocre $250 million quarterbacks,
agreed,
right? We just happen to have one, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we give guys money, and we say, oh, he's supposed to do this and do that. It don't always work out like that. Jalen Hurts, he just be having some untimely turnovers, man. That is so... Like, yesterday, we had a chance, but once he had that strip sack, I turned it off.
Kissed the baby.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like people be like, oh, he got all this money and da-da-da-da-da. But that's just the market.
Yeah, we need to let that go.
No, but we can't let that go. No, Derek, we appreciate it. It's a good phone call. We can't let that go.
I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
We can't, but that's the whole team is based around him.
It is based around him and the talent that they've put around him.
Right, but once they paid him, and I know Howie's good with the cap, but once you allocate that much to him, naturally, you're going to have less to spend on defense.
That's why you have to go win it. Why do you think they went out? Okay, let's handle this like adults. I know this is probably going to be
on
hard.
WIP,
let's handle this like
what
an adult.
What are you talking about?
They went out in the offseason. They got rid of a pretty serviceable running back, and they went out and paid for a better one.
Yes, they did.
Because they put more talent around Jalen because they felt like that was the one that we needed.
So they did that.
They needed to go get a better running back.
But I'm gonna speak to something you've been preaching for a while. Where have they gone cheap since they started paying the offensive guys?
The defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be able to carry them while the defense goes through its growing pains. I'm going to steal. But he's not capable. Like this, you know what I'm looking at? A puzzle where the pieces don't fit together. If you're going to have a young defense that's going to have its up and downs, you need to score a lot of points on offense. They're a middle-of-the-pack offense with a very highly paid quarterback. This doesn't add up.
This is the problem right now that I see. You didn't have your top guys, and it looks like your quarterback is not progressing the way that you want him to. Not saying that that's the case.
No, it is the case.
No, it's not. He didn't have his top two receivers. This is not excuses, people, because I know people in the car right now are mad at me, talking about, damn it, Hugh, you're making excuses. I'm not. He didn't have his two top receivers, and he didn't have his tackle. And Todd Bowles went out there and made him look average. He made him look very average.
I agree with you. I think we have to come to the realization that he's just playing average. I mean, that's the way he's played for a while now. And you said this, and I agree with you. You can win with an average quarterback.
You can. You can win with Jalen. I think you can win with Jalen.
But you need a lot around him. And right now, they don't have the defensive pieces around him. They don't have the coach around him. Obviously, yesterday they had some injuries around him, which added. It made the whole thing worse than it was. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to yesterday, I think the biggest issue was Sirianni. We're at the point now where, you know, so we just had Derek say why he doesn't want to fire him. Can anyone give me a real reason to keep him? Like, I just keep hearing, like, excuses for why we shouldn't fire him. What's the point of keeping him?
You talking about the coach?
The coach! What does he bring to the table?
I felt like...
We're 2-2. Again...
2-2? They're also 3-8 in their last 11.
Okay. We need to stop. This is a new season. I know you can't. I'm trying to help you out. This is not me making excuses. Stop that. Stop looking at me like that, Kyle. Please. I'm trying to bring some adulthood, some grown folks.
I don't want any of that today.
I'm trying to tell you. We're 2-2.
Monday after a loss?
We're 2-2. If you would have asked when we were making all these predictions about the season, if we were 2-2 in the bye, would you be okay with that? Both of you guys were.
No, but the context matters, dude. We just got waxed.
Dude, it was hot.
That was a disgrace.
Oh, get hot!
Oh, Hugh.
Get out. We're done. 215-592-9494. We'll get Big Hugh's breakdown of the defense at 11:30. What he saw from a unit that had a no-show. Plus, we had an all-time bad Eagles social media weekend. I mean, these guys, they're just trying to one-up each other. I don't even know what the worst one was. The linebacker not playing, who's tweeting about the other team. The corner who got cooked.
Accountability.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He ain't on the accountability thread no more.
No, they kicked him right off. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off NFL Week 4 slate with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, you get started with $200 of bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. All right, let's go with Amon-Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown. I'm going to take Detroit to cover the number minus the 4 tonight, and we'll go with an over in the game. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
I'm only 30 minutes up the road. I'm going to put belt to ass today.
Mayfield looking. Firing, complete touchdown. Made it look easy. Made it look easy, and it was Mike Evans.
CJ GJ before the game with the take on what he was going to do. And
he felt good about his situation.
Yeah, and then it went the opposite way as Baker Mayfield torched the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right. So we got to, before we get back to your phone calls here, and we'll get to a big Hugh breakdown of what the defense actually did or didn't do yesterday, we got to discuss and determine which of the Eagles had the worst of the nonsense and the clown behavior yesterday. So we had CJ
the
GJ.
Nonsense and the clown
behavior. That's what it was, all right? So we had Exhibit 1 with CJ GJ before the game there, as you just heard, and then kind of went the other way as he got beat and then his team got beat. And then we had Hugh.
He said he pushed off, though. Mike Evans, he said he pushed off.
What about the other spots and other plays where he got beat?
I'm not protecting anybody. Okay. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. Because immediately after he caught it, He looked at the ref and was like, hey, he was pushing off. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. How about this one? Devin White, who we know was inactive yesterday for personal reasons.
Accountability threat. He was on accountability threat.
Well, at one point he was in the accountability threat. So, again, I want to make sure. I don't know what the personal reason he didn't play yesterday was. And if it was anything serious, we wish him the best. But yesterday he was watching the game because, Hugh, he retweeted.
He didn't go to the game?
Well, I guess not.
Well, I guess because if he's tweeting, he's not. Yeah. At the game.
So he retweeted a tweet praising Levante David for strip sacking Jalen Hurts yesterday. That's his teammate.
But Levante wasn't in the accountability threat. Now, let me get this straight.
No. Devin White was in the accountability threat.
No, but Levante David isn't in the accountability.
Well, he's a buck.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. I think Jalen's in the accountability threat, right?
Jalen Hurts is.
A.J. Brown's in accountability thread.
He is.
Devontae Smith is in the accountability thread.
I think so, when they talked in the summer about their accountability thread.
So, my question is this. If y'all all in the accountability thread, and y'all are all on social media, how do you justify liking a tweet in the accountability thread of somebody, you know, putting the team that you actually, that is paying your bills? Mm-hmm. How do you justify that?
Well, he did justify it. But so here, it actually
wait
got
minute, how? No, wait a minute, how?
Oh, I'll tell you. It actually got worse. Because I guess you could have made the case maybe it was an accidental retweet. Yeah, he didn't mean it. So a Bucks reporter, his name's Greg Allman, tweeted this yesterday. He since deleted it, but Devin White, inactive today, retweeted a tweet about Levante David's forced fumble against his own team. So Devin White replied to that reporter.
No, he didn't.
No, he did. You know what he said? What did
he say?
Quote, I only meant to like it. That's my twin for life. It's in my favorites. So it wasn't an accident, Hugh. He meant to acknowledge that Levante David got a strip sack on his quarterback with a light.
How's that doggone hunt in the accountability thread?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Well, the worst part about it is he's lying about the retweet thing, too. Mm. You have to click the retweet button twice to retweet it. You don't just accidentally do that.
I don't think y'all realize what the most egregious thing about all of this is. The accountability thread. Like y'all are just gonna gloss over the accountability thread, right?
Well, because it's a joke at this point. I mean,
obviously,
yeah.
But if I'm in the accountability thread and I see this, then you got a problem come Wednesday at
Something
work.
Something tells me the last text in that group chat was like in August.
No.
There's no way that thing's still cooking.
You have a problem Wednesday. Like, seriously. Like, you got a whole problem. I got a whole problem with you when I come to work Wednesday. Like, I'm out here in this hot sun fighting for my life. You at the house. You liking tweets from people that are beating us. Dog, what's wrong with you? Like, as a defender, as a defensive player, I'm looking at you like, dog, what you doing?
Yeah, I need him cut today.
Like, seriously.
I need him off the team.
No, that's probably, okay, calm down.
No, I'm calm. Hold on a second.
You talking about cutting folks?
No, that's unacceptable. He was trying to get cut.
Okay, take a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath.
Okay, ready? Let me say it calmly. Fire him. Like, cut him. I'm as calm as I could be.
I'm saying, we might need him.
Might need him.
No. What's the point of this guy?
Listen,
he doesn't even suit up on game days. They're going into games as though they know they don't need him, Hugh. If Dean gets injured, he's still not going out there.
They are not dressing
him. How could he walk back in the building?
Yeah, that's my point. Now you get what you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Okay, but guess what? We have Exhibit 3, and this might have been the dumbest thing that happened yesterday. So first we have CJ GJ talking crap and then getting beat. Then we have Devin White liking tweets about his own quarterback getting sacked, but this one takes the cake. Darius Slay. And thank you to someone who sent this to me because I'm famously blocked by Darius Slay, so I missed out on all this fun yesterday. Darius Slay tweeted this after his defense gave up 33 points. 150 pass breakups and counting. 28 picks and counting. 6 Pro Bowls. All pro. When you talk bad about me, don't forget to mention the greatness of me, too. Shrug emoji.
You know what? Shut up.
Hugh, your reaction to Darius Slay telling us about his career stats after his defense gets torched.
I didn't get a chance to see it because now his posts are protected because we don't follow each other anymore. But
so we're all blocked from Slay?
Well, I'm not blocked. If I'm not in the club, I can't see it.
I'm not allowed in the club.
Yeah. I look at it like this. That's their captain. They made him captain. Mm. They know who he is. I can't be mad at somebody who has repeatedly shown you who he is. Like, so I'm not mad. Out of all the tweets that you talked about, the most egregious one to me is the accountability tweet.
Devin White.
Yeah, that's the one. Slay is who he is. I can't be mad at Darius Slay for showing you time and time again who he's been. And you made him captain.
Remember after the Super Bowl when he talked about how many passing yards Mahomes threw for, like praising himself? Yeah. That you're right. The Slay one is not surprising.
It's not surprising. He's on brand. You can't be mad at somebody for being on brand.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Why?
Because his brand is annoying.
It is annoying.
No, Hugh, that's ridiculous.
No, Kyle.
Nobody cares about your career accolades right now.
But, Kyle, listen to what
also,
I'm saying.
Also, his pass breakups.
Listen to what I'm saying,
like,
though.
Darius Slay's 33 years old. He acts like a teenager. Listen, like, grow up.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. Like, you're not wrong in feeling the way that you feel. But the Eagles made him the captain.
I mean, that's a problem in and of itself.
They made him a leader. He's the leader amongst the men that are on that team.
Big I can Sirianni be mad at felt, that. I'm mad at the whole thing.
No, but
the whole
that's who he
joke.
Is. He was voted. He told us last year about, hey, I played well. He said that one other time on his podcast, didn't he?
He did.
Hey,
he did.
I played well.
Well, that was after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yes,
I did my job.
I did my job. And you proceeded to make him a captain again. He's a leader. Let that sink in. Like, that's the problem. When you talk about, like, they're still 2-2. Let me just put that out there.
Doesn't feel like it today.
They don't feel like it today. They're still 2-2, but he's a leader. And you're probably still,
but
even though I've been
like
saying
one. That, act like a leader.
But they made him, they feel like he is the leader, Joe. That should tell you everything you need to know right now about the team. I still think they're in a good spot. I still think they're in a good spot. But they need to reevaluate some things.
You think
that's not leadership quality. That's not, to me, in the era that I played in, like what old people do, that wouldn't have flown. That dog would have not hunted. But obviously for this team, that's okay behavior. It's okay behavior to talk about your accolades and what you've accomplished over the years, even though your team is not doing well.
Yeah,
That's who they made him captain. That's who he is.
It's loser energy. I mean, I don't think you're wrong. They did make him the captain. It is who he is. It's loser energy. 215-592-9494. It's the definition of nobody cares. Like, did any Eagle fan see that yesterday and say, you know what? He's right. You know, Darius Slay had a great career. I feel better now. No, I mean, who cares? I mean, honestly, Darius, read the room. Like, that's the ultimate. You can't read the room.
Yeah.
I had I have 150 pass breakups.
No, he read the room, and he in his mind, this is the only way I can interpret this, he got out in front of it. He got out in front of all the negativity that people were going to throw his way. He got in front of all the people talking about the missed tackles that they made yesterday and said, hey, if you want to talk bad about me, talk about what I've done good in the past.
In the past, yeah, as they lose yesterday by 17 points. Jeff's in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
A lot, Jeff. You know, a lot's going on right here.
Real quick, Hugh, I agree with you on the money thing. I don't need to discuss it. I've already been on record as saying I don't care how much they pay him. They were going to have to pay somebody the cost of doing business. Whether that pans out as a sound investment, that time will tell.
Yes.
Which brings me to what I agree with you, Joe. Currently, I am chewing gum and wearing a headset. Does that qualify me to stand on the sideline and run a professional NFL football team?
Well, qualifies you to run the Eagles right now, because that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Dude, remember when he said, when they asked him what his role was, and he said, well, you know, just overall, and I'm going to check in on the defense or the offense. If he checked in on that defensive scheme meeting recently and he didn't say anything, then he's the problem. Because that defensive scheme was awful yesterday. Those guys, Mayfield was just underneath, bam, 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 constantly hitting receivers. At one point, the Eagles had 0 yards of offense, and Tampa had 200-plus. And that stat right there tells you everything you need to know, that defense was horrible. I put Jalen down at the lower end of that. I mean, the offense really didn't have a chance. I mean, when you're down 24-0 in the second quarter – it's difficult to come back from that.
Yeah, it is. Jeff, we're going to play that because that caught me after the game. I don't know if you heard the press conference, but he was asked about what the defensive game plan was yesterday. Jeff, listen to this. Everyone listen to this. It sounded like he had no idea. I mean, honestly, it sounded like he had no idea what Fangio's game plan actually was. Here was Sirianni on the defense yesterday.
What was the defensive game plan?
Sorry?
What was the defensive game plan?
Just to make sure, again, tackle well, try to get after the quarterback. Listen, we didn't do a good enough job on that. But it's always going to start with fundamentals of how we get off blocks, how we defeat blocks, how we tackle. To tell you, here's what we were going to do on third down. Here's what we were going to do on PN10. I'm not going to get into that. But we didn't play good enough either offensively or defensively. And we didn't coach well enough on either side. And when the shift of time of possession is what it was in that first half, we didn't do a good enough job on offense of giving our defense a rest with the 9 plays that we had early in the first 3 drives. So a lot contributed to that. Again, just that all starts with me.
Hugh, did that sound like a coach that knew what the defensive game plan was yesterday?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And I know coach, but I will say this. Coach Sirianni has been kind of vague in his descriptions of defenses in
the
past.
But he's supposed to be poking his head in the room now.
Yeah, and I think right now he's just being – everything that he says right now is just rubbing people the wrong way. The way that his delivery made it feel like he was incompetent.
Well,
but I don't think that was the case.
I mean, maybe he didn't want to give it away. But, Jeff, when the question is asked him, it's like he didn't know how to answer that.
Yeah. He had a couple of miscues yesterday.
If Pee Wee football coaches had press conferences after the game, that's what they say. They say stuff like that.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
No. Yeah.
It feels like that.
And Slay being a captain, that's also a product of Sirianni as head coach.
I don't disagree, Jeff. He's been a good player in the NFL. Obviously, he could tell us his stats. He knows them. But he has not acted like a captain kind of player. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Well, I already know how you're doing, so.
We're trying to get through the day here, Anthony. I mean, this is a mess.
Yeah, before I get to my points, man, hey, you.
Yes.
What's your road to New Orleans, man? Please tell me that. It's a rhetorical question, so I don't need you to answer, but.
you sound like you're thoroughly frustrated. I still believe in this squad, man. I think that having the players the caliber of players that we had out the other day, that played a huge factor in it, man. Are you gonna let me finish, Anthony? I know you're distraught, Anthony. I'm trying to help you out, man. I really am.
Okay, go ahead.
Just take a deep breath.
I'm gonna listen.
Take a deep breath. this team, the way that they look now, I don't think, and a couple of my teammates feel the same way, they're not going to look like that coming out of the bye. I know it's hard to see right now. It really, really is. But they're going to be better. Look at it like this, Anthony. We just played our last preseason game. We're going to take a week off.
Oh, no, you didn't just do that.
Wait a minute. Wait, can I have this joke? Can I have this
joke? I can't
wait,
let that slide.
Joke, just let me have this.
Okay,
I'm helping Anthony out.
I'll let you cook, but I'm upset.
Why are you upset with me?
You called it a preseason game.
Oh, I'm using analogies
I'm turning my mic on.
Okay, thank you. So we just played our last preseason game. We're going to take a week off. We're going to recalibrate. We're going to reevaluate. And they're going to come out, they're going to be a different team playing against the Cleveland Browns in a couple weeks.
Okay, here, I hear you, man, but Nick Sirianni, he should have been gone last year, man. Nick Sirianni is so dumb. He's the type that sit on the branch as he's sawing it, and when the branch is about to fall, he realized, oh, jump, I'm on the branch. Duh.
Sirianni's
an idiot, man.
I can't defend some of the things that Coach Sirianni has done over the last couple of weeks. I still think he's a good coach.
Yeah, Nick is an idiot, man. Now, I'm tired of talking about Shane Steichen, but our offense hasn't done much since he's been here. Tom Brady kept saying on national TV, Jalen has no pocket awareness, man. He dodged one guy, and as he dodged the guy, he's just sitting there patting the baby. No, Jalen, you dodged the guy. That don't mean that he disappeared. He's still there, Jalen. No,
Anthony, that first Jalen, fumble, both fumbles, Jalen, it's spot on. No. It's spot on.
Kyle had a line this morning. He said Jalen felt like once he dodged the first guy, he felt, what'd you say, into the phantom zone?
No, it reminded me of Wentz, when Wentz would dodge a defender in the pocket and just assume that he went to the shadow realm.
Yeah, the shadow realm.
He's gone now, don't worry about him.
He's never coming back.
He goes to the shower room. Now, don't look at Brian Johnson. Now, Brian Johnson is pretty good with the offense. He's the pass game coordinator.
Jaden Daniels, 82% completion.
The
scapegoat here is thriving.
Then, come on, man. Avante Maddox, man. Why is Cooper DeJean not in there?
I don't know.
Slay? Why is Kilo Ringo not in there? Like, I'm tired of these DBs 10 yards off the ball.
You know what, Anthony? I'm glad you said it. Anthony, good phone call. I'm glad you said it. Well, I'll give you the reason. Because Vic Fangio wants to take the easy way out instead of playing the young guys and getting ready. I can't do the Maddox thing anymore. Avante Maddox is so cooked. The dinner was done 3 years ago. He can't play anymore. Get Cooper DeJean on the field. Hugh, let's get to a big Hugh breakdown here on what you saw from the defense yesterday and why they can't stop the pass.
You know what? You can turn that music off because it was nothing to be excited about yesterday.
You disappoint the studio audience. They paid to be here, Hugh, and now they're booing you.
To me, the first thing that stuck out, Joe, was the fact that the DBs were playing like 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
Then it was pitch and catch. There were some good pass rushes yesterday. Bryce Huff had some pretty decent pass rushes yesterday. And these guys didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance to get there. Everything that Baker Mayfield threw was a comfortable throw. It was a first read throw. And that was in the first half. And in the second half, when you got 21 points on the board, you can kind of sit on the ball a little bit now. You can run the ball a little bit more. You could get into your offense. They weren't even out of their first 15 when the game started, because they were just throwing high completion throws or whatever, and they were able to do that catch and run. Nobody wanted to tackle. They've had like 12 missed tackles in the first quarter.
It's unbelievable how many there were.
Nobody wanted to tackle anybody, man, and that's why I felt going into this week. And you have to listen, people. I understand that sometimes our fandom gets in the way, but you have to listen to what's being said during the course of the week as well. The fact that this team felt like it arrived because it played one good game against the Saints, that was disturbing to me, knowing how this NFL is. This is a week-to-week thing, man. This defense is a week-to-week defense. I tweeted that out yesterday because I don't know why anybody felt that all they had to do was roll their helmets out there, or Jalen Carter just walk out there and everybody automatically assumed that he was going to have the type of game that he had last week. There's a thing called pride in the NFL, especially on the defensive and offensive lines. And that Tampa Bay offense played with pride yesterday, and they had something else. They had a coach that understood the assignment
yep.
and put the quarterback in position to be successful. And that's why the defense struggled the way that they did yesterday.
Let me throw this out. I saw this stat, and to me it doesn't add up. Like, something's off about this. I'm curious what you think. So this season, the Eagles have had no corners in press coverage on 88% of their snaps. So they're playing off, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't blitz much. They rely on the front four. So if they're playing off and you're relying on the front four, it feels like it's easy. Just throw the ball quick.
Just get the ball out of your hands
They're
quick.
Making it easy.
Yes, and which I do not understand. You're going to have to take some chances, man. And you're probably going to get beat on some of them. But we all complain about this defense and the lack of pressure that they're getting. Your corners aren't giving you a chance. Bryce Huff yesterday, if you go back and watch, he had some decent rushes. And I know that's the guy that I've been talking about, and he's been out there. He's been working hard, man. But if you're playing off the ball 10 yards and you're just making it easy for them to catch the ball, especially the receiver. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin yesterday, like I said, Mike Evans is a Hall of Fame receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like one yesterday. He's been playing a long time. You don't give your defense a chance. And they didn't have a chance yesterday.
No,
did not have a chance.
They did not. And it starts at the top. Let's go to the phone lines here. Dreya in Philly. Hey, Dreya.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Well, we're yelling a lot today, Dreya, but we're okay besides that. What are you feeling?
So I did need some time to think about it because my initial reaction was I was highly up. No, actually, my initial reaction was more so almost like his reaction. Look, we don't have A.J. Smith. We don't have A.J. Brown. We don't have Devontae. We don't have Lane Johnson. So I understand Jalen Hurts does not have a lot of weapons to throw to. So I was kind of giving him kind of a pass, but the more I think about it, I'm just going with you, Joe. Nick Sirianni's the problem. And it is, you know what I thought about when they talked about what is the identity of this team? It's that they're stalls. That's the identity of their team. Going back with Nick Sirianni, stalls with his dumb comments about fundamentals, you got Devin White that is tweeting or liking a post regarding your quarterback getting hurt, that is soft behavior. And if he is not cut by today, it's a problem, and it starts with the top. Like, I am utterly disgusted. Do you understand that this team got embarrassed last year by Tampa Bay? If that wasn't motivate you enough to play hard, they didn't. We was embarrassed again, and I'm tired of looking at this team be embarrassed. This team has not gave us a good game plan ever since they lost to the 49ers in Week 13. This is unacceptable, and it starts with Nick Sirianni.
It does, Dreya. I'm glad you said it. That is their identity. It's not smart. It's not efficient. It's not tough. It's not physical. It's soft. I'm mentally soft with the Darius Slay nonsense and Devin White. I mean, it is soft. The whole thing is soft. It's not where you want it to be. 215-592-9494. Howard's going to join us at noon. We'll see what he has to say about this nonsense yesterday. And the head coach he defended last week. If Howard defends the head coach today, I'm going to lose my mind. Your call's coming up. Plus, one of the most mind-numbing moments from the game yesterday that was made even worse by what the player said about it afterwards. We're just rolling.
Brent Gill in the return. In absence of Britton Covey, who's on IR, Cooper DeJean, the punt is away. It's end over end. DeJean will come up, call for a fair catch, hit to Muff, and they're going to call a penalty on the Bucs hitting Cooper DeJean. It would have been recovered by the Bucs, but it looks like Josh Hayes, even though there was a fair catch signaled, ran into the punt returner.
Good. Thrilling on the field is there's no foul for fair catch interference as that player was blocked into the receiver. The receiver subsequently touched the ball. That ball was recovered by the kicking team. First down, Tampa Bay.
One of the many lowlights yesterday of the Eagles' performance in Tampa was the muff punt there by Cooper DeJean here that that initially was going to be a penalty on the Bucs until they realized, wait a second.
He got pushed.
Yeah, Isaiah Rodgers pushed the gunner into Cooper DeJean, so that can't be a penalty. So here are, we watched the play. It was unfortunate, but I walked away. I was like, all right, that was, yeah, it was an accident, right? Like, no big deal. Accident, correct it, don't do it again. Until after the game, Isaiah Rodgers gave his explanation on what happened. Seems like it wasn't an accident because he did it on purpose, Hugh Douglas, because he thought it wasn't a penalty. Here's Isaiah Rodgers after the game.
What happened on the punt?
Me being a gunner in my career, you know, I know not to hit the punt returner. So with me guarding him, I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to push him into the returner and get the flag because, you know, that's part of the game. So I kind of thought it was going to be a flag, which it was, but they eventually picked it up and said because I pushed him. So I never heard that before, but, you know, it is what it is.
Because he thought if you pushed him into the...
Yeah, which is why they threw the flag from the get-go, but, you know, for some reason they picked it up.
Is that something you guys have gone over?
No, we've been over. It's just something that I've been going throughout my career, back when I was indie.
Hugh, what do you make of that? As he said he thought he could do it, but he couldn't. For some reason they picked the flag up, even though it was illegal, and have you guys gone over it? No.
Well, there's no excuse for that. But I'm curious to know, why did he think for all these years that was acceptable to do?
Especially because he was on the other side of it. He used to be a gunner in Indianapolis. Yeah. He was the guy, you know, going to make the play.
And I remember specifically when I was on special teams way back when, they tried to go over all the rules so you just understood them, you know, for the most part. And the one thing you do, you can't push anybody into the punt return or the kick return or whatever. You can't do that. So I'm trying to understand at what point did he realize, or he did not realize, that you couldn't do that? Because that's something that you kind of learn from day one.
It's a brutal look on Sirianni. He's the head coach. You know, he doesn't know what they're doing on defense. He told us he's going to be everywhere right now. He's not just focused on the offense now. And you have a player on special teams commits a penalty, and then after the game says he didn't know it was not allowed. I mean, that is an awful look. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We got Self in North Philly. He wants apologies. What's up, Self? Self? Well, now I want an apology from Self because he's not ready to go.
Looks like he's not getting an apology.
Not today. Will in the Northeast. I know he's ready to go. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, I don't want to ask how you're doing because we all feeling the same way.
Yeah, we are, Will. What are you feeling right now?
You know, when y'all was asking everybody what type of season we was going to have, and you remember I said we're going to have the same season as last season.
Yep.
And you know why? Because it's the same type of coaching. You got Mo, Larry, and Curly. All of them is involved. You know what I'm saying? All three of the coaches, they're involved. Because the whole thing is, they're not preparing for other teams. Like I said, they always going off of what worked from last week and bringing it into this week. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't work. And it showed. And you keep saying you're practicing and you're doing this and you're doing that. If you're practicing and you're doing all these different things in practice, then all y'all should be fired because y'all still look like trash. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is, I told y'all, I kept saying, they lining you up, Jalen, and if you don't see it, because one thing you got to understand about yourself, Jalen, and you should be seeing this now, it's not all about you, Jalen, because guess what? Without the players that you don't have, you can't produce. So you need to get that in your head right now. Because sometimes when your ego get a little too big, you forget. But the whole thing is, with these coaches, we keep blaming Jalen. All right, and I'm going to give you this fact, and then I'm going to land, right? The whole thing is, when Jalen had a good coordinator, 2022, and a good defense, he did well. He did great. He was like the number two quarterback, almost MVP and all that. But now you give these rinky-dink coaches and let them, prepare for teams that they're not really prepared for, and you see the results that we're getting. And it's going to continue to happen until we clear the house or everybody. You got to get them out of here. That's all I got, baby.
Well, you got it, Will. We appreciate you. Yeah, I'm past the point of it. I know a lot of people saw, you know, we talked to Merrill. I know you still have optimism. I don't expect anything to change. I think this is a middle-of-the-pack football team. They're going to have some good weeks. They're going to win some games, and they're also going to have games like yesterday. I don't think magically it's going to change because the bye week happens this week. This is who they are.
I think you have to do a better job. Like, there were some plays that I'm pretty sure J. Jalen wish he had back.
Of course.
And I'm not absolving him from anything that happened yesterday. But as an offensive coordinator, I feel like you need to know the personnel that you're working with, and you need to do a better job of slowing the game down for your quarterback. Now, we all complained about the fact that in the first half, Saquon Barkley didn't have that many touches. They were stacking the box. But in my opinion, you got to run. You still have to run the ball. You can't be afraid to do something because you know that everybody knows that you're going to do it. You know what I mean? I felt like going into this game, everybody knew that the biggest weapon that you had, your biggest asset, was your running back. But we outthought ourselves. We didn't want to run him, you know, because it was just going to be tough sledding. Yeah, it's going to be tough sledding, but still running. Still run the ball. Like, you got some running backs back there. What are we saving them for? And we knew going into this game that you were going to be down some offensive weapons. We knew that. But I felt like you tried to be a little too cute in some of the things that you were doing.
So with that, and look, we all know they went down, so they had to throw in the second half. They were down. But that being said, at the end of the day, they had 30 pass attempts. Hurts was sacked 6 times, so you could add 6 to that, right? They were trying to throw on those plays. That's 36. Hurts ran 8 times. I would say most of those were not by design. He was running away from pressure. So that's what, 44 dropbacks?
Mm-hmm.
Saquon ran it 10 times. So it was 44 dropbacks to 10 rushes, give Gainwell 2. So 16 rushes, 44, you know, or somewhere in that vicinity, dropbacks.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Coach Bowles is Jalen's kryptonite. One of the best defensive coordinators out, has a book on Jalen right now. This was a tough task for anybody. And let's not forget that your star receivers weren't on the field. If Jalen, okay, let's, for the sake of this argument, Jalen's an average quarterback. I said it. He does, there's nothing special about him. And I'm using this for the sake of argument.
I know, we're going to clip the audio, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where you have to help him out. You can win with an average quarterback, but you have to help him out. I don't think that the play calling yesterday helped him out a whole lot. And the fact that you got behind that. Those two things were a recipe for disaster.
You know what? And I just wonder at some point when it's going to change. And maybe it never will. You know, the Eagles haven't scored a point in the first quarter, right, this season? They've been outscored 23-0. I wonder at some point, do they take the ball to start a game? They always defer. And with this defense, most games you're going to go down, right? It just, I understand.
Yeah,
I know
with the way that you're going, you need to change momentum.
I get the analytics of it. You want to get an extra possession on the second half. Like, I get why the Eagles do what they do. It just feels like with this defense, putting them on the field first is just a recipe for going down, and then your whole game script is off and the whole thing is off. I doubt they're going to change the way they do it, but it just doesn't work with this group. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to the game, the biggest reason they lost yesterday. Was it Sirianni? Was it Hurts? Was it the roster, the injuries? What hit you the most? The Sirianni thing is just driving me crazy. I see no competitive advantage he gives them on Sundays every single week. We'll get to your phone calls here. Your reaction to the game yesterday. Plus, we'll be joined by Howard Eskin. Howard's going to join us. Last week, he defended Sirianni. Let's see what he's got today. I'm sure he's got a reaction to Sirianni and Hurts and a disaster performance. Plus, we have to get some audio later from Jalen after the game that rehashes an old conversation we had here on this station. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.